Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's detectives investigating a shooting at a property on McClellan Mountain in Bridgeville last week have determined that there were not two armed suspects on the loose. The shooting, at least according to the 31-year-old man who pulled the trigger, was accidental. That man shot and wounded his 18-year-old accomplice at the property where the pair were tending to a small marijuana garden. The older man told detectives that they were concerned their garden would be robbed, so they waited for suspects to appear. At some point during the evening of October 1st, shots were fired by the older man, and the 18-year-old victim was wounded in the arm and shoulder. He was taken to the hospital by his partner for treatment. A search of the property turned up some 370 marijuana plants, an ounce of cocaine, and firearms. The older man faces cultivation, possession, and firearms charges. The 18-year-old is recovering from his wounds. The driver of a vehicle near a car driven by 63-year-old McKinleyville resident Larry Dean McCoy in Arcata on Friday evening called 911 to report McCoy was assaulting a woman in his car while she screamed for help. The driver followed McCoy while Arcata police and sheriff's deputies responded to the area around the Mad River Hatchery. There, after McCoy forced the woman from the car, they were located by a fish and game warden, and then McCoy fled the scene in his vehicle as sheriff's deputies and a police officer reached the scene. The warden remained with the victim as McCoy led officers on a vehicle pursuit through Blue Lake, Fieldbrook, and into McKinleyville when he finally pulled over on Central Avenue. McCoy was arrested and booked on several charges, including kidnapping and assault. Arcata firefighters responded to an off-road motorcycle accident in McKinleyville near 1st and D Streets on Friday afternoon and found the victim suffering from major injuries. The crash victim was located in rugged terrain more than a mile from the nearest roadway. An Arcata Fire, Mad River Ambulance, and a CAL FIRE helicopter coordinated a rescue. Access to the victim was made on foot as the helicopter landed on a logging road and then airlifted the victim to a rendezvous point where they were flown to an out-of-area trauma center for treatment. Firefighters and ambulance crew members had stabilized the victim and attended to his injuries while the medevac was coordinated. Eureka police are investigating a report of a suspected kidnapping near 6 and J Streets on Sunday morning. A caller reported seeing a female, possibly a juvenile female, about 13 to 14 years of age, walking on the sidewalk when a black van approached, pulled up next to the girl, and then a man got out of the passenger seat, grabbed the girl, and forced her into the van while she fought back. That suspect was described as an adult black male, about 6'4", wearing a black jacket, blue jeans, and a white shirt. The van was black, and a partial license plate number of 36E4 was given by the witness. A county and region-wide alert was issued requesting a welfare check on the vehicle if it was located. As of now, Eureka police have no reports of a missing child matching that suspicious incident. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's October in Humboldt County. That means it's the season that marijuana growers in the area wrap up their outdoor growing season with the harvesting and trimming of their product. Sheriff Mike Downey and his office are busy with marijuana enforcement year-round, and Downey said that even though it's the time for growers to move their trim bud for sale, his office's enforcement focus remains the same as it does for the rest of the year.
I wouldn't say there's an increase in our activity, but there are more people on the road, you know, transporting more product throughout Humboldt County and throughout the state. I think you'll see it's really interesting to find folks that are transporting large quantities of packaged marijuana that are driving 20, 30 miles over the speed limit. It's like a neon sign, please come stop me.
Traffic stops are one way someone transporting marijuana can get busted by law enforcement, and it's part of the nature of a stop for a traffic violation that deputies be aware of anything out of the ordinary.
It depends upon the violator if they're driving erratically or violating the California vehicle code regulations, which would give us PC for a stop. At that point, it depends upon the perception and observations of the officer whether there is another crime being committed also.
The underground marijuana market in the Emerald Triangle is a multi-billion-dollar industry, and law enforcement is in a constant battle to keep up. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.